Sech Midah Perkei Mishnah Gimel Sheish Lishkos Hayu Ba'azor. There were six Lishkos in Azor, six rooms that were built into the Azor. Shalosh B'tzafa U'shalosh B'darim. Three were built to the north and three were built to the south of the Azor. Sheh B'tzafa on Lishkat HaMelech. The first Lishka in the Tzafa that was in the northeast corner of the Azor in the Ezer Yisrael was Lishkat HaMelech. Lishkat HaParva. The Lishka that was to the west of Lishkat HaMelech on the north side was called Lishkat HaParva. Lishkat HaMedichim. The Lishka that was to the west of the Lishkat HaParva on the north side was called Lishkat HaMedichim. Lishkat HaMelech. Somebody knows what a melech looked for, but the Lishkat HaMelech over there, they would put the salt to the korban, as the pasuk said, called korbancha, packed with melech. Lishkat HaParva. What was the Lishkat HaParva used for? Now, the reason why this Lishka is called Lishkat HaParva is because a mechashev, a sorcerer named Parva, built this Lishka with sorcery. Rama says it a little differently. He said that this person named Parva was digging in under the wall in order to see how the coin does the avoda. And when they spotted him there, they killed him. And the room that they built in that spot where he was killed, they gave it the same name of that person who was killed there. They called it Lishkat HaParva. Shama Yumachan Oros Kachim. In that room, they salted the hides that were stripped from the kachim. And on the roof of this Lishka that was called Lishka Taparva, there was a Beis HaTfilah mikvah for the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur. As the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur had to be tovel five times. Every time he changed his clothes from Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zav, or vice versa, he had to be tovel. And the tefillah that he did had to be in the Makom Kodesh in the Azar. And this mikvah on top of Lishka Taparva had Tzushas HaAzar. So therefore, he was tovel there four times in between each time that he changed his clothes from Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zav, or vice versa. But the first time he was tovel that day, before he entered the Azar, he was tovel on top of the Shar HaMayim on the south side of the Azar. Now, that mikvah on top of the Shar HaMayim did not have Kedushas HaZar, as only the tefillah that he did in between the time that he changed his clothes did he have to be tovel in the Azar, as opposed to the first time he was tovel. That tefillah you have to do every single day before you enter the Azor, you have to be tovel. So therefore, that tefillah is not something unique to Yom HaKippur, so it does not have to be B'makom Kodesh. So therefore, that first tefillah he did on top of the Shar HaMayim, which did not have Kedushas HaZor. Lishkas HaMadichin, Shesham HaYimadichin, Korvei HaKach. The third Lishka on the north side of the Azor was called Lishkas HaMadichin, because over there they would wash out the insides of the Kach. U'misham Esibayla L'gag Beis HaParv. From this Lishka called Lishka HaMadichin, there was a ramp that went up to the roof of the Beis HaParva. That's where the Kohen Gadol was tovel on Yom HaKippur. Sechet Midot Perek Hei Mishnah Dalet Shebedarom Lishkas Eitz, Lishkas HaGoyla, Lishkas HaGadol. There were three Lishkas to the south of the Azor. There were the Lishkas Eitz, Lishkas HaGoyla, and Lishkas HaGadol. Lishkas Eitz, what were the Lishkas Eitz for? Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Shechachti Mahoisa Mishameshes. Well, the other many actors said, I forgot, what was the purpose of the Lishkas Eitz? Abishol Eimer Lishkas Kohen Gadol, but he also Achorish Din. Abishol said that the Lishkas Eitz was the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol. 7 days before Yom Kippur, like Misha says in Yuma, they were mafrik to Kohen Gadol, they separated the Kohen Gadol. And he went into the Lishka and he was there. The entire 7 days before Yom Kippur, this Lishka is called Lishkas Parhedrin. This is the Lishkas Eitz that the Mishnah is referring to as the Lishkas Parhedrin, that the Kohen Gadol goes in there 7 days before Yom HaKippur. And this Lishka was in the back of the other two Lishkas, or the Lishkas HaGadol, and the Lishkas HaGadol. Not to say that it was literally in the back of the two of them, but the Lishka HaGadol came first. It was the most eastern Lishka, and it was longer than the other two Lishkas. And the Lishkas HaGadol, the length of it was as long as the other two Lishkas put together. To the west of Lishkas HaGadol was both the Lishkas HaGadol and the Lishkas HaEitz. The Lishkas HaGadol was to the south, and the Lishkas HaEitz was to the north of the Lishkas HaGadol. They were both to the west of the Lishkas HaGadol, and the Lishkas HaGadol from south to north were the same length as the Lishkas HaGadol and Lishkas HaEitz put together. So the Lishkas HaEitz, which was to the northwest of the Lishkas HaGadol, was in the back of both of these Lishkas. It was to the west of the Lishkas HaGadol and to the north of the Lishkas HaGadol. Now the reason why this Lishkas is called Lishkas HaEitz, it's not called Lishkas Kohen Gadol, this is the Lishka for the Kohen Gadol. The reason being is some say that the Lishka was made out of eitz. While some say it couldn't have been made out of eitz, as the pasuk says, Lotita Lecha Asherah Kol Eitz. Eitz Lo Mitzvah Hashem Elokecha, you can't make anything out of eitz by the Beit HaMikdash. And they say it wasn't made out of eitz, but in contrast to Lishkas HaGadol, which was called Gadol, because Gadol is referring to the stone that was used to build the Lishkas HaGadol. These square stones are called gadol. And the Lishkas HaGadol is doctor made out of stone, as opposed to this Lishkas could be made out of anything else, so it's called Lishkas HaEitz, in contrast to Lishkas HaGadol, but not to say that it was made out of eitz, it was made out of some other material. Ugag Shlosh and Shava. The gag of the three Lishkas were all the same, they were all the same height. Lishkas HaGadol. What was the Lishkas HaGadol used for? Sham Haya Bor Kavur. Over there, there was a well that was kavur that was always there. V'hagagol nafsin alav, when we saw Matzikim Mayim l'chol hazar. There was a circular handle that was attached to a rope with a bucket, and by moving that handle, that would lower the rope with a bucket to get out the water from the well. And from there, they gave out water to anybody who was in the hazar. The reason why it was called Lishkas HaGadol was because the Olei Golo, the one that came back from Golos, were the one that dug this bore, so therefore it was called Lishkas HaGadol. Lishkas HaGadol. What were the Lishkas HaGadol used for? Sham Haisa Sanhedrin Gdolah Shei Yisrael Yoshevet. The Lishkas HaGadol, the Sanhedrin Gdolah of Yisrael, they sat over there. The Sanhedrin Gdolah of 71 sat in the Lishkas HaGadol. The Lishkas HaGadol was half the Kodesh and half the Chol, half in the Azar and half out. And the Sanhedrin sat in the half that was outside of the Azar, that was the Chol. Yeah, nobody's allowed to sit in the Azar except for Malchei Beis David. The Pasuk says, only in Melech David and his descendants can sit in the Azor. The Darmeh Takuna, the Sanhedrin Gdolah, and the Lishkas HaGadol would don the Kahuna to make sure that the Kohanim were Kshirim for Avodah, and so too they would don the Levim to make sure they're Kshirim for what the Levim had to do, the Shira and the Shoarim, to guard the Beit HaMikdash. Ukoishin Intubo Psul Leve Shcharim, Umisate Shcharim, Vyoyse Vahalachla. A coin that was found to have a psul, for example, his father married a grusha or a chalutha, a woman that's also to a coin. Therefore, the child would be pasul kuhuna. When it was found that he had a psul, he would put on black clothing, and he would cover his head with black, and he would exit and leave. He cannot do avodah. Ushalo nintabo psul, levish levanim, umisate levanim. If no psul was found with the coin, he would put on white clothing and cover his head with something white. Nechmatu misham ishim echav akonim. He can enter the Beit HaMikdash, and he can do the avodah with his brother's coin. The corner that no psul was found with them would make a yantip. They would make a simcha and be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their friend and relative, as no psul was found with the zara of Aaron HaKohen. The kacha yamin, this is what they would say about that yantip. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed is he. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as HaMakom, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makom Osho Olam. The reason why by this yantip they refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaMakom as opposed to any other kinef HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because the Lishkas HaGadol in the Torah is referred to as the Makom. As the prophet said, "Mina Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem," from the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses. So therefore, by this yantip, they refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaMakom. So lo nimtza psul b'zaro shel Aaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be blessed, and no psul was found b'zaro shel Aaron, the descendants of Aaron. U'baruch Hu shabachar b'Aaron u'b'banav lama l'sharis l'fnei Hashem b'beit kodshei HaKadosh. And blessed is he that he chose Aaron and his children to stand and to serve in front of Hashem in the house of the Kodshei Kadosh.